Andy Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy. I wonder if anyone goes up to Adam Levine and says, I like it when Nick Jonas sings that song better. I just wonder.
Because it happens to us all the time. We'll be out somewhere and people will come over and they'll go, oh, who are you with? And it'll be on our t-shirts, it'll be on our tablecloth, on our tent topper, on all the stuff all over our table, on the big van that we're connected to. And we say Eagle 97.7 and they go, oh, I listen to this station.
Okay.
I don't really care. Yeah, I don't walk into my bank and tell them that another bank's better.
But then on the flip of that, though, for us personally, they'll do that and they'll say, oh, can I have a koozie or a t-shirt? No. Go away.
Go call Elvis Duran. Gonna go to New York and get that?
Exactly. And that's the thing that's really funny, and without revealing too many details, like, we were talking to this lady a few weeks ago, and she was like, oh, yeah, I listen to you, but then I listen to this station. I really like these guys. They're funny and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you do know that they're not from around here. And her face was kind of like,
she
really
was way, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, that show's from Colorado. Like, you're never going to be able to go to
you're
a
never
broadcast.
Never going to see them.
No, you're never going to be able to go and see those guys. And most people don't know that.
Yeah.
And they don't. And
it's interesting. You know. But I'd be interested to hear what other people say. Like, I know stay-at-home moms, right, catch a lot of grief.
Mm-hmm.
People say things like, what do you do all day?
Uh-huh.
Which you don't say.
No.
You don't say that. Teachers, what do you do all summer?
Well, we know
those are the questions that I would like to know what kind of questions people get about their career, because people say things to us a lot. They'll come in, well, I don't like this.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows how to program a radio station. Then go buy one and program it. I don't care.
It's like
I'm not concerned about your career advice for me.
But people do that a lot, and especially like in this industry, and I don't know why.
Compared to all the other jobs I've had, I found that people have a lot of critiques about what I'm doing, what the station's doing, what we could do differently.
But I used to get it like when I DJed in nightclubs, you'll get some clown come up and they go, I'm a DJ. I'm, okay. Let me on.
No, that's not how it works.
You a good DJ? Oh, yeah, I'm the best. Well, it's Saturday night, dude, and you're in here drinking, paying my wages. So, you know.
Maybe they would have hired you if you were so great.
Yeah. But you get that all the time. You get, you know, and I used to get it all the time. I don't like this song. You should play this song next. I'm like, yeah, thanks. I don't know why people do that.
It's funny because I know that I have a couple friends who are teachers.
Yeah.
And she does, her schedule frees up, quite nice in the summer.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, it's the school's out for her and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets a lot of lounging time.
So she has nothing to do basically then from like about the second week in June to about the third week in August.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think she goes in once or twice a week, maybe.
Just to go, hey. I'm off to the beach. Yeah. I'll catch you later.
She'll stop in. She goes, I got to go work this morning. And it happened that I had worked a 16-hour day for the radio station. I worked a 16-hour day. It was like a Wednesday in the middle of the summer. And she called me and complained that she got stuck at work and missed her afternoon layout.
You don't want to hear that.
I know. And listen, we all pick the careers that we choose.
Yeah.
You know, that's teachers. If people are mad that you guys get holidays off, I don't get Arbor Day off. You know, I have to come to work.
Columbus Day, we have to come in.
Yeah, Columbus Day. I don't know what's. Oh, what is Columbus Day? Is it when he discovered somewhere where people were already living?
Uh-huh.
Celebrate that day.
We'll have a day for that one.
That's so white of us. This is ours, and we're going to have a day for it.
We're going to have a few white days here and there. But it's just...
White days. Arbor Day. Columbus Day. These are your white days.
Yeah, that's a...
Government wants off.
But we don't have to celebrate that. We don't celebrate those ones.
No, not at all. So, no. You know, it does. It's hard to hear people complain about stuff when you don't get to enjoy... When you don't have those perks in your job. But hey, I picked this job. I picked a job that for some reason I have to drive in the middle of a snowstorm and tell you that you don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
So that's what I chose.
424-1234 is the number to call. And we know we'd like to know, do people say this thing to you about like what you do? And you know,
I would really like to hear from teachers, because I know teachers catch a ton of heat, and I'm guilty of giving it to you.
Yeah. A ton. Well, they work like what, 6 months a year? I mean, that's a good gig if you can get it.
And you get paid for a full year.
That I didn't know about. You told me that this morning.
No, it's not. Yeah, they get you get paid a salary, whatever the salary is. They get paid. You have the option to either get paid during the course of the school year.
Okay.
So you can either get a bigger check in a lesser amount of time, or you stretch over a year like most people get paid.
I know. We should have a gig like that.
What are you talking about? That's not any different from how you get paid. They don't get paid more money.
No, but we should have that kind of deal, but then only have to work for 6 months a year. and then we can just run best of for the other 6 months. Just record every show.
It's hard,
June.
Trust me. It's hard to get a best of with you. Jesus.
That's what I was thinking. So I think that'd be a great deal. But